When Bear Feels Worried, written by Gemma Carey and narrated by Andrew James Roberts.
A long way from here, in a forest by the sea, live a bear and her cub, snoozing happily.
One sunny morning, there's a new spring breeze. It tickles as it dances through the tall green trees.
Our little cub stretches with a great big yawn. Mummy Bear is waiting. She's been up since dawn.
Come on, cub, says Mummy. It's time to go outside. The world is waiting for us, and it's wonderfully wide. But cub is feeling worried. Her tummy's all a flutter. I'm just not sure I can, she says, her words a quiet mutter. What if I get lost, she thinks. The world is just so large. I don't think I can do it. It feels so very hard. Eventually, our worried cub steps out and joins her mum. There you are, says Mummy. Well done, little one. Cub wishes she could run and jump. She wants to hop and sing. But poor cub sees uncertainty in almost everything. There's danger in the river. There's peril way up high. I wish I didn't feel like this, our cub says with a sigh. Next day in the forest, our bear cub meets a fox with a white-tipped tail and reddy brown socks. Hello, says the little fox. Will you play with me? My mum is busy reading and my dad is getting tea. I can't today, cub says to fox. Perhaps another day? All right, says fox, and tail down, he slowly walks away. The next day, there's a knock on the brown bear's den. Fox wants to play, says Mum. You can't say no again. Reluctantly, our cub steps out, her tummy full of bubbles. But as the pair start chatting, cub soon forgets her troubles. They joke and laugh and have a race. They find the forest park. Together they play hide and seek until it's nearly dark. Cub and fox become firm friends. They soon play every day. Cub feels much more confident. Her fears have slipped away. Then one day, fox is grinning as he hops from side to side. He hands our cub an envelope. A special thing inside.
Tomorrow is my birthday. I hope that you can come. Moose and Hare will be there. We'll all have so much fun.
You must go, Mum says later, when her daughter starts to fret. The thought of sleeping somewhere else makes Cub a bit upset. What will Fox's den be like? What if she can't sleep? What if Fox's mummy shouts? Bear cub starts to weep. I promise you'll have fun, Mum soothes. Think of Moose and Hare. And Fox will be so gloomy if his best friend isn't there. And so they pack our bear cub's bag. Soon cub waves bye to Mum.
You're here, beams Fox, who puts his arm around his bestest chum.
They play some games and eat some cake until it's time for bed. But cub can't let the sleep in with the worries in her head. The bed just doesn't feel right. And oh, what was that noise? The shadows all look different here from Fox's bed and toys. Cub peers out from Fox's room, feeling sad and fearful. Then knocks on Mrs. Fox's door, looking truly tearful. Mrs. Fox says, "Oh, you poor thing. It's a big deal sleeping over. I'll call your mum this minute. It's not worth weeping over." So Mrs. Fox calls Mrs. Bear, who comes to pick her up. And soon two bears are home again, and one's a sleepy cub. Next morning brings the sun out with a warm spring breeze. It whispers as it dances through the tall green trees. But cub has woken in her bed and not as Fox's guest. She feels disappointed. Like she's failed to pass a test.
Will Fox still want to be her friend? Cub is feeling nervy. Why does she worry all the time? Her head's all topsy-turvy.
Someone's come to see you, says Mummy Bear. It's Fox. Sure enough, he's standing there and holding out a box.
A worry box, the fox explains. Do you see this hole? It's where you post your worries in and then you let them go.
Thoughts aren't real, Fox goes on. They're only in your head. My mum thought you might like to put them all in here instead.
Today, Cub keeps her worry box right next to her bed. She jots down worries, big or small, that pop into her head. She posts them in the special box. It's like they've gone away. And then she can forget them and just get on with her day. A long way from here in a forest by the sea, a bear cub joins her friends, and they all play happily.